Welcome to the Big Purple Podcast, brought to you by Big Purple Dreams, the Otalia Fan Forum, and the Otalia YouTube channel. Hi, my name is Destiny, aka Otalia Fan on the board, and we want to welcome you to our first Big Purple Podcast. Today I have with me my partners in crime for the podcast for the next however long we're able to keep it up, Christy and Mel.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, that was so cute.
All together now.
We want to say a few thank yous to people who have helped us get up and running and to grow as fast as we have before we move on into the podcast and get started talking about the show. So, Mel?
Okay. We want to actually to make sure that everybody knows that we do have a wonderful crew on the board. Maybe some of you guys don't know who they are. We all took a leap of faith together and started up the board after Destiny started the the YouTube channel. But we do need to say that special thanks to Marsha, who's the muse on the board, and Anita, who's Voodoo Lady, who actually helped build the board for us. Anita is also Destiny's clip girl for the YouTube channel as well.
And she created that gorgeous banner at the top of the board.
Yes, she did. Yes. And she doesn't think she has any talent. Imagine that. And we also actually wanted to extend a big thank you to Kathy and Wynn and Crystal's fan club. Actually taking a leap of faith with us as a new fan, they're actually an established fan club, and taking a leap of faith with a little known fan club, us, and collaborating with us and contributing to our board as well. And we want to extend another thank you to Roger Newcomb over at We Love Soaps, who actually helped get us out there as well.
Yeah, he was linking to the clips on the YouTube channel early on when nobody else was paying attention to it.
So he helped out a lot to bring everybody to the board and everything. And we're actually very, very excited about how the board has grown.
And if you see We Love Soaps on the board, make sure that you tell Roger thank you. And the same with Kathy and Wynn. Because if it wasn't for them helping to get the word out, it would have been totally word of mouth and just a bunch of crazy people talking about it on the board. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's actually all we have right now. Besides thanking everybody that's on the board, that makes it such a fun and wonderful place and very positive, too.
I'm really impressed with how positive we've been able to stay on the board, and I agree, before we move on, we should say that it a thank you to everybody for staying positive every day, even when we go 6 or 7 days without seeing the girls on screen, so that's pretty impressive.
Thank you very much for keeping it positive.
Exactly. You're all a bunch of Italian-holics anyway, so...
So just
I will deny that.
You will deny that?
Never mind.
Just so that you know, what we're going to do here is we're gonna talk about this week's scenes and give you our impressions on, and that should be really good, on what we saw on screen for the one day that we had them this week. And then we're going to speculate a little bit, or a lot, badly, I might add. Please don't listen to a thing we say. About what's to come as Guiding Light moves into this next 2 weeks and starts gearing up for Sweeps, which is coming in March this year. So these are not, I repeat, not spoilers for the most part. If they are a spoiler, we will let you know that it is. The rest of it is just our insane speculation on what might happen, and we are probably way, way off, except maybe for Christy, because she's the analyzer and she notices things the rest of us don't.
But that doesn't mean they don't play with me and say, oh, no, you might think this, but we're going to do this instead.
That's true. You should write for the show.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. And then we could, feed you storylines.
Oh, I don't, never mind. You don't, I can only imagine what Destiny's going to say because she wants it.
I want it.
She wants it.
I want it. I want no trip to the mountains. How about that?
I have to agree. No trip to the mountains.
Well, we might as well start there, because that's where the one episode that we got with them started this week, was with Natalia packing for that trip. Uh-huh. You know, that trip to the mountains that is not a Valentine's Day trip.
Yeah. And that probably, maybe if Olivia said, I don't want you to go, then she probably wouldn't have gone.
How many times does Natalia have to say, are you okay with me going, before Olivia says no?
Just say no.
And it's not even just that. It's, are you okay with me going? Do you want people to think we're in a relationship? Just say yes, once.
Just answer that question honestly.
Exactly.
She can't. She can't. Was I the only one who was a little shocked about the way that scene came off, that first one?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't think Olivia was as bothered as I thought she was going to be in the beginning.
Neither did I.
I don't think she showed it. I think that she was bothered, but she was... I really do think she's in that mentality of, I'm putting... You know, she's in love with her. She's going to put whatever makes her happy first. And she, for some reason, thinks that Frank makes her happy.
Why does she think that?
I have to say why.
Why?
Well, you know, the thing is, they're not even in scenes together. She never even sees Natalia with Frank.
No, she doesn't.
Thank God.
And maybe if she did, she might pick up on something.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know, she just...
I know we've talked about it and everything. We're like, okay, well, they're never in scenes together. And then when Olivia's off, like, hitting on some guy or whatever, they're never... hey.
But did you notice, like, Olivia actually helped her pack? It was like she was going, I got it. I'll take care of it. Just go.
Like, let me just throw your clothes in there for you. Let me
iron
them. I
think it was, get out of this house or I'm going to jump you kind of thing. You
Do
know?
You really think that's what it was?
I think it was. I think she had to not be around her because she was afraid she was going to do or say something.
Well, you know, that might be true because we're dealing with that huge gap between when she was at the bar and she said, I'm living with someone, and being back at the house dealing with the fact that Natalia's, like, right there.
Yes. In a very tiny farmhouse, might I add.
A very tiny farmhouse of love. I just freaked out my dog.
Oh.
I'm not even going to try and shut her up because, you know, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I'm glad I wasn't the only one who was kind of bothered about that whole...
I think I was bothered too. Natalia just happened to forget to tell her too that she was going to go, oh, I forgot
right.
to
die.
You did notice how quick Natalia said that it wasn't a romantic trip though?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it wasn't planned that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, for her anyway.
What do you think she would have done if Olivia said, yeah, I got a problem with you going. I don't want you to go.
I know what I would have done.
I honestly think she probably wouldn't have gone. I don't know. I don't think she would have gone. I think she would have stayed. I mean, you know, would have intended to stay. She stayed anyway.
Well, she kind of had to stay.
Exactly.
How could you leave that farmhouse with little Emma cutting out little hearts and stuff?
Okay, you want to move on to that scene, do you?
Oh, yeah. Jackie is the cutest thing ever, I'm telling you.
She's adorable.
She really is adorable.
She is. Oh, my God.
Even when she
cute.
Stumbles over her lines, she's adorable.
That's when I was like, oh, she's so freaking cute.
Because she totally stumbled over that line.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't completely flip out. If she stumbles a line, she just goes right on.
Yeah. No, she actually looks at Crystal.
I noticed that. She does look at Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal just goes with it. No matter what it is, if she's a business monger or she wants to watch the, what was it, the ball bounce, Crystal
ball
just
bounce.
Goes with it.
It's so cute the way she corrects her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed in Christy's analyzation of the episode that we were very much all focused on the whole butterflies comment from Olivia. But other people, I've noticed being on the board, people think that Natalia picked up on that. I don't think she did.
I think she picked up on... I don't think she I don't think she noticed it was for her. But I think that she picked up on it being a comment. You know, about something that she doesn't know about yet. Because she said... She sort of sounded the same way when Olivia said the thing about the Valentine's party. She's like, okay, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying now. Mel?
Yeah? What? You guys are analyzing. I'm just like, yeah.
Did you have any impressions about that scene, Mel?
You guys covered it.
With the butterflies?
You know.
What was the deal? Why do you think they brought up Olivia's heart?
You know, that was... I speculate, but I don't want to do that until we, like, get into, like, the spoilers and stuff.
Because I think it would have been really interesting if when she had her hand on Olivia's heart and Natalia walked in,
right.
that Emma noticed her heartbeat sped up.
That
I thought that was a bit of a missed opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. That's because you want it now.
Because I want it.
But you want it.
It was a very sweet mother-daughter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I think, it was very heart-centric, being Valentine's Day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But, well, yeah.
And it's a big storyline for, an 8-year-old.
Yeah. And I did like the whole, don't you want Natalia to stay?
Yes.
Yeah. She's going on vacation without us?
And poor Olivia with the, you don't always get what you want. Sometimes things are just what they are.
In the back of her head screaming out, yes, of course, I want her to stay.
I can't believe she's going on vacation without us either.
How dare she? With Frank of all people.
Oh, no touching.
And no skirts that are too tight that make him look like a sausage, please. I'm sorry.
And he was just about rude talking about his dad, too.
Yeah, but you know what? That dude really needs the X-Lax or something, because he's way uptight.
I just don't think he's a good enough actor to carry off the emotional material they're giving him right now. Not with his brother dying, and certainly not in a triangle with Crystal Chappelle. I love the guy. He's a nice guy. He's been on the show forever. But he is just not in the same caliber as Crystal Chappelle and Justin Dees. He's not.
Justin, oh my God. I'm sorry. I know this doesn't have to do with Italia, but he is.
No, we
can
talk about the show as a whole.
Oh, because I really, I even said in it in the play-by-plays, I am honestly, it's Justin, and he's delivering. I mean, he's going to carry that whole thing on his back.
That scene with him and Grant, I think it was last week outside with The Rock, was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost afraid to watch on Tuesday.
And I want to talk about.
I know I'm going to be falling.
Oh, yeah. And I want to talk about what may, which we can't until we get into the spoilers, but I want to talk about what may or may not be coming between him and Olivia.
Yeah.
When the whole thing finally, if it ever does, finally come out.
Uh-huh.
So let's just stick on this episode for now.
I know we'll be all over the place.
So, okay, now see, this has been bothering me all week, and I haven't really said much about it on the board, but I am so going to talk about it now. Why would Natalia tell him to call when he was down the block? Am I the only one who sat right up and went, what?
Living outside of Philadelphia and everything like that, it's like something somebody would do here in the hood. Call me when you get around the block, and I'll come out,
Does she not want him to, okay, you're going to love this, Mel. Does she not want him to, break the sacred bubble that is the farmhouse of love?
How could she sit foot in the farmhouse of love?
See, here's what I'm thinking. Because I didn't even think about it until just now when you mentioned it. But he is always, he always has something not nice to say about Olivia.
True.
So I'm wondering if maybe she's going to, keep distance and keep, partly keeping him away from Olivia. But partly if she doesn't let him in the house, as a date, or when he's picking her up, it's not as real. It's not as close or as intimate.
Maybe she's just seriously not thinking of it as a date.
Yeah, but that still goes back to that thing where I said they're not in the scenes together. They do not have these people interacting together.
They're not investing in their scenes at all. And seriously, I'll be right out, Frank. Dude, he's not your buddy from elementary school. You're supposed to be dating the guy.
We had this discussion because I don't think her mindset is on dating, period.
I don't think it is either.
You know what I mean? Because she's just been so used to, you figure last year and stuff like that, she's lost her husband for the love of her life for now. And then, she went into taking care of Olivia. She's been a mother and everything. And I don't think even dating anybody has ever crossed her mind because she's always considered herself a mother, first and foremost.
Right.
So, and now this. I don't think she even really knows even how to act.
And in an almost desexualized role, too, because when she freaked out over that hottie comment, it was it was really just the hottie comment that freaked her out, I think.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't see herself as that.
So I don't even think she...
It was an objectification of her.
And she flipped.
Objectification.
Olivia objectified her in that moment.
Yes. And that's when she turned.
Yeah, it was one step too far.
Mm-hmm.
Up until then, I think she was fine. I don't think they would have had a fight at all.
Uh-huh. I think she would have said, what was that? But that she would not have been nearly as angry as she was.
No.
She would not have walked out.
No. I'm about sick of her walking out, too, by the way.
Oh, don't you even have to tell me. I wish I had a lasso because I'd hog tie her.
I'm like, I am going to reach into that TV and choke the life out of her.
That's why
she
we
walks...
need to get a stupid stick.
We'll have sound. Listen, you know, listen, people who are listening to this podcast, the all five of you, you need to realize we have a lot of dust to settle here. So over the next couple of podcasts, we're going to do this every week, and it'll get better and better, we promise. We'll get more professional, and it'll sound better, and we'll actually have our proverbial stuff together. Yeah?
All yeah, right. What she said. All right.
Just, you know, we're still under construction. Please wait.
Hold you to that.
Huh?
I said we'll hold you to that.
Okay. So, Frank calls back, and like right 2 seconds after he calls, right, to say...
Right.
Phillip's back. So apparently he's gone from wherever he was when he was talking to her through that transporter, and he's over there and arrested Phillip already.
No, he's getting ready to leave the hospital.
Is that what the story was?
Yeah, because Natalia says he's getting ready. He has to leave the hospital.
Okay.
To go make an arrest.
Did Natalia totally not look like she wanted to tell her or what?
No.
Oh, yeah.
She did not look like she wanted to tell her at all.
That was a really short scene, and I think they kind of missed the mark a bit there.
With her telling her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expected a slight bit more emotion from Natalia when she finally told her, like, maybe you need to sit down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she was afraid that if she didn't say something now, she didn't know how she was going to tell her.
Maybe.
Because it was kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off. No, wait, don't talk yet. I have to finish this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget, Natalia doesn't know everything.
She
I mean, I'm sure she's going to, she knows that, you know what I mean?
She knows a lot more now.
And she knows now.
I love the fact that they went upstairs and closed the door.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because that was such a subtle thing to let you know that they're keeping it away from Emma.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was very, very nicely done, that part of it.
That part of it was really nicely done. And I like the fact that Olivia got more and more hysterical right up until she... And I'm not even talking about the last scene now. But when she got to the point of finally saying... letting out her real fear... which is that all of this is because of her relationship with Natalia.
Right.
And I think that is her biggest fear, that Alan has somehow brought Phillip back to take Emma from her, not only because of his perception of what's going on, but God forbid she actually let her real feelings out.
Exactly.
I agree.
She's terrified.
I agree.
Because that was when she started crying.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Because it's that whole, you know, I could have done something. I could have moved out when Natalia told me to move out, but I don't want to let this go.
Mm-hmm.
And now look what happened. But I still don't want to let it go.
Exactly. And she doesn't.
No, not at all. She's clinging to that one little piece of, you know, happiness.
Well, and it's that tiny little piece of Natalia that she thinks she has.
Right.
Because I think she only thinks... that she's got that one little piece.
Right. She only has her as a friend.
Yeah.
And a caregiver.
See, that's where I think, like, we've been talking about it and everything, and that's where I think kind of the dilemma is going to come in, because she sees Natalia with Frank.
Right.
And I think that kind of plays into her reaction, like, even at the table and everything with Emma.
You think so?
Yeah, because she doesn't, you know, I don't know how to explain it. I've never been through that before.
Take your time.
You can do it. But no, I think that, you know what I mean? You don't, I don't know. Maybe you guys will have, I don't have the experience to say what I want to say. I mean, it's just, you know what I mean? Because she, don't forget, this is two women. This isn't like a guy and a girl where it's different and it's easier to handle. Where,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Her mindset, because of the way Natalia is, and acted and stuff. I wouldn't touch that. I wouldn't touch Natalia with a 10-foot pole.
Well,
actually,
I wouldn't either.
Now, and it's growing.
I wouldn't go anywhere near her.
I wouldn't either. And I think that's like a really hard place to be. It's between a rock and a hard place.
Especially
yeah.
in the last scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know we've got to talk about that last scene.
Oh, I know you guys have been jonesing too. Go ahead.
You know we're about to leave you in the dust now, Mel, right?
I know. Go for it.
Because you know in that last scene she was trying so hard to not think of Natalia that way and focus only on Emma and Philip. And yet she trusts her completely to take her daughter out of town.
Right.
And I don't even think Olivia realizes the significance of that. You're packed. Take or go.
I don't think she's always... It was so quick for her to trust Natalia. I mean, as far as where Emma's concerned. And it was something that she didn't even realize she had done. Until Natalia kept bringing it up.
Right.
You know?
That's what I said. We keep talking about it. I don't think Olivia has actually realized she's changed so much. And there was a discussion in the play-by-play thread about, you know, the comparisons between Buzz and Liv and Natalia and Liv. I don't know. Jesse, did you see that?
Buzz and Liv and who?
And Natalia and Liv. Somebody had asked.
You know what? I was watching the show during all that, and I think they're
different. No. It was on yesterday, and I don't remember who asked the question. Maybe Sam Zard or something had asked.
Yeah.
Like, had anybody ever loved Liv this way?
Right.
This way.
Yeah.
You saw that, Christy?
Yeah, I read it. And who was it? Rainbowy.
Yeah.
Said that, he did love her that way. Mm-hmm. He wasn't enough for her, and he told her that.
I think not only was he not enough for her, but she thought, and she flat out said it, that the toxicity of her soul was going to rub off on him and somehow ruin him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She doesn't think she deserves that.
No. And she told him there was a really significant scene just before or just after. Just after, I think. She told him about the rape.
That
Ava was a child of rape. Where she said, you know, he says, I'm not going to leave you just because of this. And she said, no, you won't leave. You'll stop calling as much. You'll stop being available to go out. And she finally says, you won't leave. You'll just fade away.
Uh-huh.
And that's really significant, I think, for her.
Uh-huh.
And she said it to Natalia. That toxic comment has come out before, back in August, when she said, don't listen to me, I'm toxic.
Yeah, and she says, no, you're not. You're just scared.
Yeah.
Nope.
Natalia's seen through her from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That's why I think Natalia's picking up on a lot of that stuff. She's just processing it internally and not letting it through. Because she does pick up on that stuff.
I don't think she's nearly as naive as people think she is.
No.
I think she's picking up on a lot of it, and it scares her to death, and the religion thing is going to come back into all of it. But see, now we're doing the spoiler thing.
We can't help it.
Now we're speculating, and we haven't even finished talking about that hot scene at the end of the episode.
But actually, that tangent was to say, you know, and I remember in the thread somebody had said, like, we had talked about, like, Liv has changed. And she hasn't even realized it yet.
Yeah.
Which actually goes back into the way she was with Ness. And, you know, you're packed ready to take Emma.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not
like
even...
Changed. And then somebody mentioned, you know, when you go through a heart transplant and everything, that changes everything, too. But, you know what? I think, too, you know, Liv came out of that transplant and she wasn't, you know, she wasn't as different as she was before. And I think that maybe Natalia...
She was actually pretty damn angry after that transplant.
Exactly,
right.
And that's what I'm saying. I can't actually go by the heart transplant only.
No.
As the excuse for her changing. I mean, there's somebody else that's in her life that she's never dealt with anybody that's, like, so into a religion, and then, you know what I mean? Just a generally good person.
And then there
right.
she is, you know, in that last scene,
uh-huh.
so tense, and her hands are there, and she's shaking, and she's just completely wound up.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And Crystal really played that well.
Uh-huh.
And she was so wound up that you're just like, everything in me wanted Natalia to hug her, go to her, touch her, do something. And she did, thank God, finally.
Right.
Without us hitting her with a stupid stick.
I know there was no stupid stick.
And we love Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But we're a little irritated with Natalia sometimes. Just so you know.
You can't let it bleed into the house.
But no, there was a point when she was first explaining what Philip had done, you know, with Harley's house and everything like that. There was a point that it seriously looked like if Natalia had come up to her, she would have just come apart.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was just at that point where it was.
Well, she was grasping her hands in front of her, and I thought, then would not have been the time.
No, no, that's exactly the part I was talking about. At that point, had Natalia touched her at all, she would have just completely probably jumped back.
Yeah, she might have even flinched.
freaked, yeah.
Natalia picked the right time to touch her.
She did.
And
when she was at a point where she couldn't do anything else.
And I'm going to totally out myself as the geek, dorky fangirl that I am right here for just 2 seconds.
Just do it. Go ahead.
When she was caressing her hands, I totally got butterflies. I totally did. That scene did me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not the only one, Mel.
Hey, I got off the phone as soon as I could. So I could talk to you.
You had to have known. You had to have felt the romance and the intimacy of that scene.
I did, because you know what? They have amazing chemistry. I don't know. It's just there with them. I mean, it's not something that you can, like, fake, so...
No, and it's not something contrary to what some posters on some boards seem to think. Writing cannot
That's
create
what you say
chemistry.
In our happy place.
Exactly. Yeah. Our happy place of big purple dreams.
With all
writing,
other,
but no, this is a really
Italian
good point.
Books.
Nothing that they wrote in that final scene could have created the chemistry that we saw.
No, and
no.
You know what? And it's not even, it's okay, it's everything they wrote, but it's the way it played out, too. You know what I mean? You can put anything down on paper. Doesn't mean it's going to play out right on screen.
If they did not have natural chemistry, it wouldn't be able to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just shocked that any show has the guts to capitalize on natural chemistry like that.
Yeah, especially
right.
Between two females.
Yeah.
To the extent that it's, you know, it's very, very planned out and very deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
Most shows would not do that at all.
Absolutely.
And I am not the only one who thought there was going to be a kiss, just so all you listeners know.
No, she is not the only one.
I really thought Olivia was going to kiss her after she touched
her
face. That was a pretty intense look.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have kissed her.
Oh, I have no doubt.
I would have kissed her. I'm an Italiaholic.
Mm-hmm.
I admit it.
Yeah, seriously, when you've got those eyes looking at you like that, there's really nothing else to do.
I mean, how do you just stand there? Seriously.
And now,
does Natalia have the willpower of...
I have to hear as soon as every show gets off and my phone rings.
I do not call Mel. You people listening, I don't have any idea what she's talking about. I calmly go about my day when the episode is over.
Mm-hmm.
Turn
you
it
ever
off.
Notice how she disappears off the board?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I resemble that remark.
Are you at home? Can I call you? Okay. Like, I have a choice.
Get off the phone with Cindy. I need to talk to you.
Then never call this during the play-by-play. Come on.
She touched her face, y'all. She touched her face.
You know, if she would, they would have, the Brents would have called us during that scene, then that would have been on.
Oh, I would not have picked up the phone.
I didn't pick up the phone, and I got it, too.
Who calls in the middle of Guiding Light? Who does that?
Who, you know, exactly. During an Italia scene, either. Too, you know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, no. And I'm standing between
and if
the
you're
phone
wondering
and the
if
telephone,
you,
and I'm like, wait.
You should just tell people, listen, if you're wondering if you should call any of us, during Guiding Light, turn it on. Turn your TV on, and if you see the girls on the screen, don't pick up the phone.
Well, the worst thing is, Cindy was watching. I mean, she was watching. What are you calling me for? And then you try to make me feel bad for not picking up. I'm like, what do you want? I'm watching.
I'm watching. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I just think that whole scene ended abruptly. I think there was a cut at the end. It looked like there was a kiss, and then it just ended abruptly. If they don't start... And I'm going to say it right now, because I want it. They need to start Monday's episode right where this one left off.
Yes.
Agreed. But you know, we always think that, and then when they don't, we're always like, God damn it.
I'm going to have to bleep you.
I have a body mouth, so it's worse. I'm like, what? Beep, beep.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to be like the Kiss episode. Would you remember? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Christy, do you remember?
What episode are you talking about?
The one from January 19th.
There was a kiss? What?
I don't know. Yeah, it was really no big deal. They didn't promote it much.
Mm-hmm.
They only had the clip up all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we might get a reshot final scene.
I hope so. because I hate when they leave things hanging. Like, we were left hanging even with, you know, like the bar scene until this one. And
just so the listening audience knows, we are moving into speculation mode now, and spoilers for next week.
Yes.
Because
segue.
You like that? I don't know how many people have seen that clip on YouTube of her kissing Bill from Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want to talk about that too.
But I do not know. I don't know. I have my own speculation. I've been trying to figure it out for 2 days because I'm obsessed.
No.
No, I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it? I know. Christy, don't you find it hard to believe? I'm so calm about the whole thing.
People keep talking about obsession, and I'm not really sure what they're referring to.
I don't know.
Laptops in bed. Watch
it. Oh, that's right. Christy, you take your laptop to bed at night, don't you?
Wasn't that you and the boy that said that, Christy?
I was not even the only one who said that. But yes, and I did say that.
Purple envelopes and purple crayon.
Okay. There is so much purple in my house right now, it's crazy. And my dad pointed out that I actually have purple scissors. And
oh my god.
She's just like throwing her stuff on the bus. We don't even have to do anything here.
Can I just send you my letters and then you can send them in purple envelopes?
Exactly. You can do that. I'll send you envelopes. I have so many purple things.
You know what?
I'm mad about my purple stamp.
Honestly, let's butt in here for a second, actually, and talk about all the people that are actually getting printed and stuff in the magazines talking about purple envelopes.
Yeah.
And all the press.
All the press. A lot of press.
I bet you we'd have more
articles printed and stuff if everybody was sending their letters with purple envelopes in purple paper. In purple ink.
Well, not only that, we've had, what, four
what?
Members from our board get published in the last week? 2 weeks?
Yes. 2 weeks.
In Soap Opera Weekly, Soap Opera Digest, and CBS Sid.
Uh-huh.
And then I find out that somebody else, and I don't know if she wants her name mentioned here, so I'm not going to mention it, had a post chosen for CBS.com's weekly email that went out. They choose like a single post from their message board to highlight, and it was a pro Otalia post. Uh-huh. And that's really, really cool. I mean, and then you had Soap Opera Digest doing their editor's choice. That article was fantastic.
Yeah. Actually, Soap Opera Weekly, Soapbox, I thought was the best.
Was that Angie's letter?
What's that?
Was that Angie's letter?
Oh, no, that's Angie. No, what is that? What is that section called?
Give me a second.
Christy will pull it up.
They're online on the board and doing this. Unbelievable. But no, remember that lady did the Soapbox article on them too.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Which one did you say it was?
Soap Opera Weekly.
And then Soaps.com blogging from the Beacon has talked about them at least two or three times.
Exactly.
Even Nelson Bronco.
Yes, Nelson. Also.
And that's, you will not, I'm not going to say his name again. But even that guy from TV Guide Canada.
Uh-huh.
Seems to like them, even if he does have a serious chip on his shoulder for Guiding Light and Ellen Wheeler.
Yes. And it pains me to say that.
I know it does, me too.
Okay, I don't like that guy. The Soap Opera Weekly one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opening line is, kudos to Guiding Light for crafting one of the most beautifully organic female friendships in daytime, that of Olivia and Natalia.
Yeah.
What is that? What section is that from? Does it say in the magazine? No, I think it's fabulous that whole...
No, it's a blow-up. It's Wynn posted it on Crystal's board.
Yeah, I don't know where they put it in, but to have that whole letter just about putting it in the magazine.
It really is amazing how much press they're getting and how much... Uh-huh. Positive feedback, positive posts on the board, positive feedback from every critic I can think of. I mean, even Danielle McClure at Soap Opera Digest, who did not like the kiss and thought it was contrived. I think she was wrong, but whatever.
She
came back and basically said, you know, that it was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has been. And I mean, we have to point out, this has been building for what, a year?
Four years.
We can talk about the spoilers for this week now because they're going to be commemorating the 1 year anniversary of Gus's death. Now, before any of you listeners email us or anything like that to tell us that, yes, Gus died in April. I know he did.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, the show has moved it up as a gear up to sweeps. But either way, we're talking about 11 months in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That they've been building the storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yep, from enemies.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Because it's quiet.
Oh, I started to talk, and she cuts me off like this all the time. So, you know what? Actually, when we first started watching this, Desi, well, Christy, you too, and stuff, we started watching it, and one of the first things that we actually all realized is we were watching Guiding Light. We're just like, the first thing we said, this is so incredibly well written, and it's a throwback to what soap opera super couples used to be. We started off as people hating each other, and then, like, you know, it has been years since I've seen a writer or even a show take such care in writing a storyline.
Can you remember the last time you saw a super couple built like this?
You know what? I cannot, honestly.
Greenlee and Leo, maybe?
That was the first thing that just actually popped in my head right now, and I hate it when we agree on stuff. That means the world's going to end that much sooner.
Locusts will be flying any minute.
Exactly, but you know what? You don't see it anymore. Everybody's always rushing, and you know what? And it's not even that. You could see that whoever's writing it is committed. Everybody involved seems to be committed with the storyline.
Right.
And detailed and sensitive.
Because what would normally be is to jump off and go off of the storyline. They use it to move it along.
Uh-huh.
Well, and you know, the big clue that this is, that they are committed and that it is something that they want to tell them, that they're being sensitive and consistent, is that we've seen no press.
Yes.
They're not out there saying, look at us, we have this really cool gay storyline.
Right. We have a groundbreaking.
Look at how groundbreaking, look at how forward thinking, look at what we're doing. They're not doing that at all. In fact, uh-huh. They did the opposite back in October when the rumors first started to break.
Uh-huh.
Guiding Light is not presenting this as a gay storyline.
Uh-huh.
And they're not.
No, and I think that's one of the greatest things about it. It's just a love story.
It is. And you know what? And it what's so amazing about it, because we actually, as a fan campaign, thought we were going to have to do a lot of work, having been in the fan campaign before, where we had to really work to get what we wanted. We don't have to. It's just like word of mouth is actually taking this storyline. And everybody's watching it.
Right.
And everybody's commenting it, and it's all positive because it's fresh and it's unique.
Yeah, I'm not even seeing the huge numbers of negative posts that I thought that I was going to see on the boards that you see on. And I mean, you have to, we can't really do this podcast with any kind of integrity if we don't say, All My Children and As the World Turns are both doing these types of storylines right now.
Yes.
Not as well as this.
No.
And that's all I want to say about the other two shows, because this is a Guiding Light podcast that has nothing to do with the other two shows. But for the sake of comparison, both of those shows, As the World Turns has changed that recently, and I think that's because they're also Procter & Gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But publicized the hell out of them, over-sensationalized the couples, and
uh-huh.
It became all about being gay or all about gay issues and not about the love story.
Exactly.
And I mean, maybe that's just me. Hello?
I think you cut out. I didn't hear everything you said at the very last
moment.
Well,
it's just so
contrary to what we've seen in the last, I don't know how many years.
It hasn't been. It hasn't, honestly, it hasn't taken, what the great thing about it is, it's not about, well, it is on some level about sexuality, but it's really not. It's about just two people that really connect with each other.
I mean, we can say that, you know, soap operas had forgotten to tell these kind of stories, gay or straight.
Exactly.
They had forgotten how to build a super couple, had forgotten
uh-huh.
how to tell a slow build romantic love story.
Agreed.
Very much so.
But then over and above that, and I know I get called onto the carpet on the boards about this all the time, and I really don't care. I am totally going to say it again. Never have I seen a same-sex relationship written with this kind of care, attention to detail, consistency, and commitment from everyone involved on daytime or primetime or in a movie ever.
Uh-huh.
agree. I mean, anywhere, the anywhere. Attention that they're paying is, you know, above par with everybody else.
And I don't care if you point at Grey's Anatomy or House or Bones or any of ER, any of all of them have botched it.
Yeah, but you know what, this, I think this actually is unique because they actually made it a family kind of thing with, I think Emma is the part that actually, it's like the string that holds this all together. Because we were talking about the importance of her in the storyline. I know Destiny and I have, and I think Chrissy, I've seen posts on there and stuff that, you know what I mean? This is like the third part of this little puzzle going, that where everything just fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's a very big selling point for this because, like, with their presentation and everything, through child's eyes, they don't see, like, I think us as adults are so jaded that,
yes.
You know what I mean? When you see it through child's eye, you have to be like, well, you know what? Yeah. You know? But here we are, adults changed it into something that it wasn't.
Right.
And I think it was a brilliant move for them at the point that they did it.
Exactly.
To move the audience away from what they had been seeing for 10 months and to start
uh-huh.
seeing with new eyes, with Emma's eyes,
uh-huh.
their relationship. So you're seeing it through a child's eyes. And then very swiftly after that, then you start, now we're seeing their relationship, or we were, through Christina's eyes and through Doris's eyes and through Alan's
uh-huh.
eyes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, and you know what? And honestly, like, even that said, if they didn't, the adults didn't see what they did, we always say, like, Natalia and Olivia probably would have just kept going on their merry way, and they would have been just like this, you know, a couple but non-couple.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? There wouldn't have ever been anybody in that little farmhouse of love.
The farmhouse of love.
We don't want anybody to come in there and desecrate it, you know? But
Frank,
it would have just...
Frank needs to keep his little self at the curb. That's right.
Frank would even be in the picture if this didn't happen.
Frank would not
no,
be in the picture
wouldn't.
If Emma's presentation wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
She turned him down at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought.
Did you see the look on her face when he kissed her the first time? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it looked like she sucked on a lemon.
It's not like she was going, hey,
like,
baby, give me another
like
one of those.
That's what he said. It was like, yeah, she was not okay with that kiss.
Uh-huh. No, not at all.
And see, my irritation with Frank, I used to love him.
You're irritated with Frank?
When Melina Kanakaritis, and I don't know if either of you were watching it back then, but when Melina Kanakaritis was on the show,
yes.
She and Frank were fantastic together.
I remember
and
that.
I loved him.
Uh-huh.
But now, when he kissed her and did that whole mackerel thing, and then he mm-hmm. asked her out again
right.
in the same episode, and all of a sudden, not only is she accepting the date, but she initiates a romantic kiss.
Yeah.
And Mr. Super Cop there can't go, gee, something's wrong.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Exactly.
Now, that's either lazy writing or they want us to look at him that way.
I told you he's the worst police chief ever. He couldn't figure out the kidnapping. He's arresting Stella.
He still can't figure out the kidnapping.
I'm telling you, we keep saying this. The only reason that he's ever going to figure out about Natalia and Olivia, he's going to catch them together.
Okay, speculation alert.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Everybody stop right now. This is serious Melster speculation. She's been saying this for at least a month.
That will make my whole sweeps if he catches them together.
She thinks that as we move into sweeps, that's at some point over the next 2 weeks, they are going to somehow get on the same page emotionally, the girls, which I'm right there with her. I think so, too.
Right.
And then Natalia's going to be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's going to be dealing with the brother dying because, you know, and I don't even think that's a spoiler anymore. We all know Coop's going to kick it on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be dealing with that, and they're not, you know, the funeral is going to happen on the 23rd, and she's going to have this thing going on with Olivia at home, and she's going to have Frank, you know, she's dealing with Frank on the other side, and at some point in March, they're going to get caught. That's what Mel thinks. She thinks, you know, Frank's going
to,
like, come around the corner.
If you want to hear about how Destiny wants them to get caught, we can go a little PG-13 here.
Okay, PG-13, cover the little one's ears. I think what I want, and I want it.
Because it's all about what Destiny wants.
That's right. It's all about what I want. Trust me, if you guys were watching what I wanted, this would be a whole different show. I would love
it.
It would be on in prime time. I would love for Frank to be coming to pick Natalia up, which, see, that blows it right out of the water there because she'd probably have him stop down the block.
We're bad at speculating.
What if she didn't answer her phone?
Okay, she didn't answer her phone to come out to the curb. That works.
She's a little busy, right?
Christy, that totally works.
There you go.
And so he comes up to the door of the farmhouse, and he looks in the door, and they are up against the stove.
Aha.
You know, having a little makeout session. We'll go with the Barry White voice there.
Because
in the farmhouse of Lou.
The stove.
Yeah, making out against the stove. And Mel's like, that's not going to, I want it.
I hope they don't have a gas stove.
But wouldn't that be a great way for him to find out?
They actually do have a gas stove, but it doesn't have to be on.
That's right. Wouldn't that be a great way for him to find out? Because can't you just see like that clip from The L Word? You remember the first season of The L Word when Tim caught Marina and Jenny together?
He likes telling this story. Go ahead.
He just kind of looked through the door of the, you know, Art Shack of Love. And it just kind of slid, you know, the door just kind of slid open. I just think that would be a really poetic way for him to find out. But Mel doesn't think it's going to happen that way. She thinks it's going to happen in public.
Now, that was you in the public. I want everybody to see it. I don't really care. I'd be like having a neon sign there.
So what, do you think they're like going to end up making out at company or something? How is he going to, how would you have him get, have him walk in on it?
I wouldn't have him making out at company, maybe outside of company on that bench they like to sit on, the ice cream and all that other stuff.
The bench of love.
The bench of love.
Okay, analyzer. Christy, yes. The analyzer. How would you have him catch them? Or do you think that that's how he's going to find out?
Oh, goodness. I think either somebody's going to have to straight out tell him, or he's going to have to see it.
I vote for seeing. We know that already.
I vote for seeing, too. I want it.
If Guy didn't like gives us what we want, he's going to see it.
I'm not sure he'd believe anybody.
How great would it be if, say they're at company or something, or at the farmhouse, it doesn't matter. But what if Emma, you know, brought him into the room? Because, you know, she's fine with it. She's cool with it. What, you know, what does she care? It's not the first time, right?
I would love that. I don't think the show would go there with Emma.
I don't think they would go there either.
No.
But I would love,
you know,
I'm telling you.
Maybe Frank's outside company, and Emma really wants some ice cream. And so she goes outside and says, Frank, can I have some ice cream? And he goes inside, and, you know.
Or can you see Emma going in and ordering ice cream alone and Frank asking where mommy is?
Okay. I can. You know what? They really like to fight. Honestly, I like to watch them fight.
I know
you
do.
I love to watch them fight.
They can have a fight out on the bench of love.
On the bench of love.
Frank hears something, come out and investigate because he's the best police chief ever.
He's the best police chief ever.
I come out and see it. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Maybe... Maybe Emma could go inside and order ice cream, and Frank could say, "Where's your mommy?" outside with Natalia.
Or we can do one of those things. Okay, how about Natalia hasn't broken up with Frank, and you know they're at company, and Frank's getting all, you know, trying to make the knees and stuff.
Is he doing the bad touching?
He's doing his Frankfurter bit, trying to lay out his kraut. I don't know, and. Olivia sees it, gets pissed off, takes off. Natalia follows her. They have a big fight outside and everything. And, you know, fighting leads to making out. And Frank sees it. And I'd have a camera if I was Frank and take pictures myself, personally.
I think Buzz might be right there taking pictures,
Buzz
too.
Buzz might be taking pictures.
I have to say, I loved that scene. Can you picture it, Buzz? Buzz totally could.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, like, you can't imagine it. Well, sure you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, but you know who else could imagine it in that scene?
Natalia
totally imagined it too. I was like, oh.
Yes.
She totally pictured it right there. She pictured it. You know, she was like,
Speculating 101.
We are so good at speculating. I hope you all know that none of this is going to happen.
It could.
And if it does, you'll know it because we'll be in the.
I'm going to send a letter in a purple envelope on purple paper with a purple pen. I'm going to tell. This is what Destiny wants.
I want it. You'll know if we get it right because we'll be in the play-by-play going, I got it.
You want to know what? We will just No, we're gonna disappear out of the play-by-play. You guys will be like, "What happened?" We'll be back an hour
I hope
later.
You guys all know if there's a kiss tomorrow at the beginning of the episode, we're just gonna be gone. So you might as well stop refreshing right away. There's no need to continue refreshing the board. We won't be back.
So I know if you guys aren't in the play-by-play, I need to suddenly get sick and leave work.
I thought you had otitis anyway. Aren't you going to be home tomorrow?
I've decided I'm going to stay home Tuesday because I still have work for my scene class to do.
Well, they're on Tuesday too, so you're safe.
Oh, I still want to hear how you're going to explain your otitis, so.
It's a rare
well, if I go
disease.
In tomorrow, then I just take vacation on Tuesday.
You can tell them that otitis is brought on by Crystal Chappelle something. We'll have to turn that into some kind of like, you know, Latin disease name. I'm sure Crystal would really appreciate that. God help us if she listens to this podcast.
Well, now you're a disease. I mean.
She's a goddess. A goddess.
She's not
well,
the disease.
No,
she's the carrier.
She's the carrier. Yeah, baby.
We don't get Destiny started on this because this will be an hour.
Up against the stove, Frank at the door. I want it.
No. I'm telling you right now, public, I want it. I want a fight that leads to it.
You know what? A fight that leads to like the heaving chest and the heavy breathing and the major making out where Frank comes outside.
Now, see, you're coming around. It's better than the stove, isn't it?
Yeah, it's better than the stove. I'm there
exactly.
with you. I want it.
The stove is for when Emma goes to school and they have the house to themselves.
Exactly. Natalia comes back in, closes the door after making sure she's on the bus and that the doors didn't close on her.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we gotta move on because
but we really need to move on. It's getting a little warm in here. Okay, we are moving in these next 2 weeks. These next 2 weeks are gearing up towards sweeps. Now everybody knows sweep starts March 4th, I believe. Right, Mel?
5th.
March 5th. So these next 2 weeks, they're probably gearing up towards whatever is going to happen. Now, I don't know how many of you saw Crystal in Soap Opera Digest, but she talked about the kiss with Bill tomorrow, and she talked about later on this week they're going to be celebrating the one-year anniversary. Not celebrating, commemorating.
Commemorating.
The one-year anniversary.
Gus is dead. Well, I'm going to celebrate because Gus died, and we got our storyline out.
Woohoo. They're going to be commemorating the one-year anniversary of Gus's death, and in Crystal's words, they're going to have an emotionally charged moment.
And what does Destiny think that means?
What does Destiny think that means? I think there's going to be a kiss.
That's what Destiny thinks.
That's what Destiny thinks. What does Christy think?
Honestly, I don't know. They're very specific in when they choose their words, so it could be many things. But hey, I'm all for a kiss.
That's a cop-out. What do you think is going to happen? No copping out. You have to tell us what you think.
Well,
put yourself out there, Analyzer. Come on.
I really haven't thought about that too much. I was distracted by speculating on her kiss to Bill for a while.
Okay, then we'll start there. Okay, we'll go back. We'll go back.
We'll start there.
We'll start there.
I'm
kiss to Bill, Christy, go.
Okay, do you want to hear what I thought was going to happen first, or...
Yeah, tell me what you thought was going to happen and then what you thought after you saw that
She's
clip.
She's got to speculate better than we do because we suck.
I know, we totally do.
What I really wanted to happen, I always figured it was going to be either, you know, him trying to make somebody jealous or you know, her trying to let Natalia know she's okay. She does, you know, she's okay with her being with Frank, even though she's really not. but I really thought it would be very public and, you know,
I did too. You weren't the only one that thought that.
She may still see it.
Yes, she did too.
But I did think it was going to be public and it was going to really upset Natalia. And then Olivia would say, oh, wait. Maybe there is something there. But watching what happened, or the clip that they've given us,
right?
You know, it very much, you know, like she said in her article, it was comfort, but it was also a replacement.
Right.
For, you know, she couldn't have Natalia. Destiny and I know she wanted it. She wanted Natalia.
Oh, she wanted
up
it.
Up in the bedroom.
She wanted to kiss her up there in that scene. You know she did.
But, you know, but judging from Bill, she, you know, obviously was not completely satisfied.
Apparently
with
not.
With how that scene ended.
But see, here's what I think. At the end of that scene with Natalia, even as choppy as it ended, she seemed grounded, or at least on her way to being grounded.
Uh-huh.
And they had not been drinking.
No.
She was grounded. She was calming down. She had taken a deep breath. How in the world, and we're going to speculate the hell out of this, how in the world did she get from that point to the point that she is in that clip when she answers that door from Bill? Her hair is flat. She looks freaked out and on edge, and she's drinking.
Yeah. Either Natalia left, probably because she told her it's okay, because Natalia wouldn't have left if she didn't tell her it was okay to go.
Not this time, no.
No. So either Natalia left because she told her it was okay, or something else happened at the end of that scene.
Like a
kiss? That we're going to see Monday. That freaked her out.
Yeah. Like a kiss, or like Mel said the other day on the phone, an almost kiss.
Right, exactly.
That's what I wanted, an almost kiss. I don't want a kiss yet. I'm not ready.
Uh-huh. I think an almost kiss is
fair. I think an almost kiss. Or something that's going to shake them both up, because I don't think Natalia would leave unless something happened. But then, you know what? I always think we're going to, like, what we think is going to happen never happens on the show. Maybe that's why we like this storyline so much, because it's not predictable.
It's not.
You know, they'll probably completely throw us off, and Natalia will be upstairs with Emma and see the whole thing.
I want Natalia upstairs with Emma.
Is that what you want?
I want her to be up there with Emma.
You want
I just don't want her near Frank. I don't care.
Exactly.
It would be kind of cool.
Did she be in a bathroom with diarrhea? I don't care. I just don't want her near Frank.
It would be kind of cool if she was upstairs and she came down and saw the kiss and then heard Olivia's confession about her feelings.
Right.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
But I think it might be too soon for that.
It's
but
too soon.
You know what? See, Christy's smarter than the both of us put together, Mel.
I know.
Because if that does happen and she's right, that would explain that spoiler that we don't really understand for later in the week.
Exactly.
That Natalia pushes Olivia to reveal her true feelings. I could totally see Natalia pushing her to reveal her true feelings if she already knew what they were.
Considering the source, you know, I'll wait. Because
I'll wait too, but I do think that she...
Something has to happen this week.
I think she doesn't trust that Olivia is as changed as she is.
Mm-hmm.
I think when she sees her start fighting, she sees the old Olivia, and she doesn't trust everything she's saying.
Yeah.
Like with the moms. Everything she said was true. Every single thing she said was exactly how she felt.
Mm-hmm.
But Natalia didn't trust it because it was the old fighting Olivia that was back.
Yeah.
So I think she's, you know...
But if she heard, if you were right, Christy, and she heard what Olivia says to Bill about her feelings, then I could see Natalia pushing her later in the week to admit it.
Right, because she's going to have to hear it straight from her.
And she's not going to even believe hearing it from Bill, but that would give her at least some courage to admit it. However, and I know Mel doesn't want to deal with this, but we've got the Frank and Natalia heat up spoiler for the 24th.
I know, I thought we were going to say that.
The day after Coop's funeral, and I only want to touch on it for a second.
Yeah, let's not spend too much
time. Because I have here in my notes, I still think, even with that spoiler, Frank is a red herring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think the heat up is a fight. Or my personal favorite, the furnace is broken.
I like the furnace breaking, but not the clothes having to come off because it's too hot.
No. I don't think the clothes have to come off at all. That...
Maybe it'll be too cold in there and they'll have to put more clothes on.
I would think that anybody that thinks it's more than a red herring is just an idiot right now. Honestly, because there's no comparing Frank and Natalia to Olivia and Natalia scenes.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think if they have to have them heat up in that way,
mm-hmm.
then I would very much like it to happen in a way that she stopped it before it got too far.
Uh-huh. Yes. If it has to happen, it needs to happen off screen.
And if they are going to have them sleep together, and I swear to God I'm not going to mention this again until next week.
Please.
Then I don't want it on screen, and I want her to be guilty and regretful and freaked out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Agreed.
But we're not going to talk about that no more.
Yes,
bad touching.
We promised that we weren't going to do this on the first broadcast.
I'm just going to say to Frank, don't touch her. Okay, I think in the next 2 weeks we're going to see, or at least in sweeps, Rafe and his feelings, Philip and his feelings, and that's probably going to start this week. Mm-hmm. Buzz is going to have to deal, because he knows. And Christina and Doris. I want to see Doris come back in and say, you have no idea how she feels.
I think it's going to be, Rafe, because I think he's probably going to have a say with it, because Natalia's life, well, not recently, but basically has always revolved around him. So what he says is really going to matter. What Philip says is going to be huge for Olivia, obviously, because she's already worried about how he's going to interpret her relationship with Natalia.
Yeah.
Buzz might be too busy.
What about Christina?
Christina, she could cut, you know what, she's like a day player in this whole thing, like to be part of the story and stuff, so yeah, of course she could. I don't know about Doris, because they don't use her that often. I mean, she could come back into
I could see them using Doris to get Rafe out of jail.
Exactly. But I could, you know, this is going to sound mean, I really don't want Rafe to get out of jail, because that means he's going to be coming back to the farmhouse of love.
He would be living in the farmhouse of love.
Yeah, it's going to cramp our style.
He would cramp their stall for sure. There would be no up against the stove, and I want it.
Because he can take Emma out. Like
he can take Emma for ice cream, because they are all about ice cream in the farmhouse.
And they'll be like, we're sick of ice cream.
And keep her together. So, uh-huh. You know.
Go feed the ducks. It's fun.
I just think the next 2 weeks are going to be really huge.
I think they have to be. If they're going to lead, they're going to lead into sweeps. I mean,
you know what? If these 2 weeks are big, what the hell are they going to do for sweeps? They're going to kill us. They're going to kill us.
I don't know. Fight in public. That's my story.
Fight in public, making out. Frank catches them. End scene.
Yes, that's my call.
And then Christy will take her laptop to bed.
Christy won't even sleep that night. What are you talking about? Nor will you, and probably I won't either, so... Dexy will have me on the phone. I'll be like, Dexy, I got a gal. I'll be starting to sound like her in her Melissa Etheridge voice.
I do not have a Melissa Etheridge voice. I have no idea what you're talking about. And don't say Betty Davis or Suzanne Plachette either.
Once they start actually, you know, saying what they're actually feeling, my analysis are going to get smaller. It's not going to be so much. She says this, but means this.
Yeah, she can't read into it then so much.
Who, me?
Yeah, well, Christy, what are you going to do? Wow, you're
what is Christy going to do when they finally just come, when Olivia just flat out says, I'm falling for her? You're not going to have anything to analyze it. Oh, please. She will totally be analyzing every eye movement.
She will. She will. Guaranteed.
Thank God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we miss everything.
Because I totally miss it. I freak right out and miss everything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You take this one, Mel. No, Destiny, you got to do it.
Christy will do it.
Christy will do it. You guys are just going to have to wait.
And you can move before I get... Guiding light at the same time you guys do.
You need help. Yeah, because you don't get it until, like, way later, right? Because you can't always watch it at work.
Yeah, I get it at, like, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. where I am. And, yeah. And I have to get away to watch it. And people are always coming in the break room. And I want to
thank them
for interrupting.
Tell them to get out.
Get out. Guiding light, shut up.
It's guiding light, shh.
Okay. Quiet. It's all about no call and you're coming in the break room.
That's right. And not only that, and then don't, and for God's sakes, you know, just, you know, people who know Mel and I, please don't call when the show is on.
Seriously.
Unless someone
die.
Is bleeding to death.
Mm-hmm.
Been run over by a car, shot. It's mortal danger. Do not pick
natural
up the phone.
Natural disaster.
And really... If it's an asteroid, I don't care. I want to go out watching Crystal and Jessica. I want it.
Right? We get asteroid now, that's it.
You know what? Just let her go. Don't even call me to tell me. Just let me go watching them. Because I'll be good with that. I'm fine with that. And it'll help the ratings, too, and anything that helps Guiding Light.
Hey. Asteroid hits Guiding Light fan. You guys happy?
Don't you love how people are like, no, it's not Otalia that's bringing up the ratings only on their days. It's Edmund. Of course, you know,
the show.
The Edmund's not on those days.
Oh, yeah, Edmund.
But it's Edmund and Philip. They're bringing up the ratings, but only on Otalia days.
And not to be, I don't want to be sarcastic and anything. Honestly, I'm floored about all the new people.
I am thrilled.
And it's not just the United States. It's like all over the world.
I know.
The Netherlands, Australia.
And somebody from our board actually posted on SOC, and they said the perfect thing, and it's the way that I kind of look at what's going on right now. The show as a whole is improving. The writing is getting better. They have Grant Alexander back. Krista Tesoro is coming back as Mindy. They're bringing in the core family of the Bowers. You see a lot of movement, and everything seems to be in flux. If Otalia is bringing in new viewers, and Grant Alexander is bringing back old viewers, lapsed viewers, then I think what they need to do is they need to stagger the days that they're on and occasionally have them on together on a Friday. So
yeah,
that you don't lose anybody. But I don't think that it is that it's just Philip or just Olivia and Natalia or just Edmund or just Dinah and Shane or that's bringing the show back. It's a combination of things led by good character-driven writing and organic acting that just happened to be kicked off by Crystal Chappelle and Jessica Lashia in that storyline. We're lucky that they were the ones who kicked it off and that they're getting credit for at least helping to partially turn that show around.
Yeah. Well, and when people see a clip, I mean, it's just one clip, one scene, and they're hooked. Because of, you know, what they're seeing. Because of the power.
It's amazing. So, I mean, that's the end of my notes, ladies.
I don't really have notes. I just followed your lead, so...
So, listen, who's Pinky and who's the brain between us, Mel?
I don't... We'll talk about that later. I'm going to say I'm the brain.
Oh, I would disagree.
You may speak publicly better than I do, but I do the strategy for us.
You know what? I will say right now that Mel is the strategy behind our writing campaign. I know nothing about it. Mel has been leading it up and heading it up since the very beginning. And the networking has been something that I took a hold of. And together we've managed to make it work, along with you, Christy, and Anita, and Marsha, and Phil, and Kathy, and Wynn, and everybody else who's chipped in to help. But there would be no fan campaign without Mel.
There would be no YouTube, which led to us creating the board, which got everybody else there.
Yes.
And everybody participating.
Without my own personal obsession.
But you know what? Honestly, none of this would be here at all without Crystal and Jessica.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I give Crystal and Jessica props every single day for being the reason that I turned that television on.
Exactly. They got me to watch Guiding Light after Michael Zaslow got fired. I never, ever was going to watch again.
Yeah. Crystal Chappelle brought me back to Guiding Light with her portrayal of Olivia a while back. But then I didn't like what they did with her character, and I'm only going to mention this once, the whole rape thing with Jeffrey.
Yes,
I know. I sounded a little irritated. Calming down. But I couldn't hack that, so I became a sporadic viewer at that point. But I'm not now. Crystal brought me back. And I'm grateful that she brought me back to a show that I grew up watching with my mom and my grandma.
Yeah.
I grew up with Guiding Light. It's always been my favorite soap.
Now all they have to do to make me happy is put Beth and Philip back together, because they're going to be my number two couple, and put Josh and Reva, and I'll be happy.
Josh and Reva, Beth and Philip, split up Marina and Mallet.
Oh, we don't have enough time for me to go on about that.
Christy, what could they do to keep you as a viewer?
I remember watching, or, you know, when I was supposed to be taking a nap in kindergarten, Guiding Light. I always take my naps in front of the TV when my mom was watching Guiding Light. And I haven't watched in, you know, over 10 years, but definitely came back because of, you know, what they're doing.
It really is amazing to be able to get up every day and look forward to watching a show. And be excited not only by the storyline that brought me back, but by other things that they're doing too. Grant Alex, I was thrilled to see Philip back.
Uh-huh.
I was really looking forward to him being back.
Uh-huh.
And Edmund too, he's got, like you said, he's got some smoking chemistry with Dinah, and I know nobody wants to hear that, but God.
But we're in agreement. I was just like, they got it. I'm sorry, I do like Shane and Dinah and stuff, but I'm sorry, Edmund and Dinah have got it.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
So what can they do to keep you as a viewer, Christy, besides putting Olivia and Natalia together and making them a super couple and a core of the show?
I just think the writing has changed. I mean, and not just for them. Since I started watching back, the weekend after the Thanksgiving episode, since I've started watching, the writing for the other characters has started to change, too. And I think it started to get better.
It started to get to improve.
Right.
I think the first storyline they improved with was Dinah and Shane.
Right. But then, and then seeing Philip and Beth, oh my goodness.
Wow, the chemistry.
Is just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So I think we're probably all in agreement that the show as a whole entity is becoming much more cohesive now.
Yes. Yes. It's the stories are wound together, or starting to weave together. They have an umbrella story with Philip, which is every soap opera should have, where every character connects into one story, and which it does, and that's what Philip's return has done for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that makes them able to weave other stories into each other, too, just from this one big story.
So we're all happy with the show right now?
Yes.
And we all wish that we lived really close to the Farmhouse of Love.
You see spying in the windows.
I wish I was their neighbor.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, they have to get, like, the steel blinds.
May I have a cup of sugar, please? Would you like to come over for dinner? Emma, what are your mommies doing right now? I'd be over there every day. Hi.
And I'd be the one that had to pay the bail. Mel, I need bail.
So that girl's peeking in the windows again.
Maybe the cop will be like...
No, you know, I'd be the one out front telling Frank, you stay 5 steps off the curb, no touching.
No touching.
No contaminating Farmhouse of Love.
You do not go to the Farmhouse of Love.
No.
You stay away from the Farmhouse of Love. And you stay away from the bench of love.
Look, sausage.
They're going to... Oh, no. So we have Mel, who has an obsession with sausage and frankenfurter.
I do. It's horrible.
And Christy, who takes her laptop to bed. And me, I'm the normal one.
Oh, you are so not the normal one.
I am so the normal one. There's nothing wrong with me. I look at this show in a very, very healthy way.
Tune into the next podcast.
The fact that Crystal is a goddess. And Jessica glows her in that pregnancy that they're not trying to hide.
Wait a minute. Talking about Jessica, we forgot the baby bump.
How can you forget the baby bump? It is so out.
What is that? I'm sorry. But come on. We've attributed to stress eating.
They can't. They're not even trying to hide it.
Too many ho-hos and ding-dongs.
I mean, totally. Is we can't be the only three people. I hope we get feedback. And everybody, Otalia fans... @gmail.com. You can email the podcast and you can give us some feedback and, you know, tell us we're dorks or whatever. Tell us the podcast sucked or tell us what we need to do to improve it. But I really want to know, are we the only ones who just think they're just not going to hide it?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's they're ignoring it. You don't see
just ignore it. You don't see it.
Eyes is what they're doing.
We put her in a black sweater. You can't see it.
Exactly.
You're imagining things.
It's not
Look
really
at Crystal's
there.
Eyes. If you see Crystal's eyes, you don't see the baby bump.
I just could not believe she turned to the side. I was like, holy Lord. Uh-huh. Is she having twins? What is that? It was huge. I mean, she's Reva. No. See, I can't even go there.
That's off the table.
I think they should just ignore it. They better not write it in.
Yeah, no. I don't want them to write it in either. I think that'll be the biggest mistake they make in this whole storyline.
I think not only would it be a mistake,
but all my children have showed that, you know what, no.
And as much as I love all my children and I love Eden and Bianca, that was a mistake. They need to leave the baby and the man out of the storyline.
Yes. And that's the thing. You know what? And like Dusty, we said, if we're going to go for a viable long-term couple with Otalia, you know what? They have the power to send such a positive message, unlike all my children did, about a same-sex couple wanting to have a child together.
Yes. Because they're already committed to each other.
They are. They're basically a family already. So, you know what I mean? If Otalia, Natalia decides they want to have a child or whatever.
Later on, after they've been together for a while.
Exactly. Or if they want to do a real same-sex marriage or something. You know what? Let them have all the things that all the other gay storylines haven't had. And
how great would it be to see a real same-sex wedding between a couple who didn't have... You know, whose fiance didn't have her tongue down her brother-in-law's throat the night before. Sorry, I digress. I digress.
You know,
between the two of them, between Olivia and Natalia, a big Springfield wedding that meant something, and then later on down the line, then I could see them bringing in a custody battle because maybe Natalia wants to adopt Emma and they ask Philip to give up his parental rights. Or they go to the sperm bank to have a baby, and then later on they find out the kid is, I don't know, Rick's, you know? But anything, they don't route
I would want that. I'm mean, so, you know, I'd want that kid to be Alan's just for drama's
sake. Just for drama's sake? Or Phillip's?
No, not Philip. We already got one of his kids. I would like to do, like, Alan just for drama's sake, because you know they'll never get either one of them, but it'll be just worth it, because I love evil Alan. I do. I love evil Alan.
But see, we can see the dramatic soapy possibilities here, and I think the most lazy one that takes the least amount of work and is the most trite would be to have her sleep with Frank now and get pregnant.
Exactly.
So what, the woman has two sexual encounters in her life, she gets pregnant both times?
And I would say, like you said, Dusty, that would be God punishing her.
No kidding.
Yes. I mean, how stupid.
I would question my faith, too.
I break out the stupid stick and beat the crap out of Natalia for this one. I'm telling you right now, she sleeps with two guys, and both guys knock her up the first time.
Natalia, have you ever heard of protection? Condoms. Exactly. Say it with me. It's not a bad word.
This is a rather responsible person, too. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Right?
I just can't see her jumping into bed with Frank. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
There was no touching.
What, Christy?
I said there was no touching. There was to be
no touching. No touching. There's to be no touching.
Yeah, I don't want
keep
to see
your
that.
Knuckles off her leg, Frank. I'm not the only one who thought that when he touched her leg with his knuckles. Stop it.
Yes, it's the little things that I notice that I'm like, no touching. Get your hands off of her.
Shut up, Frank. Nobody asked you.
Okay, we got to get away from the Frankfurter.
Okay, yes. Feedback and suggestions. The email address again is otaliafans@gmail.com. And as we know, the three of us are ever so exciting and just kept you riveted to this podcast. Just, I know you were just dying to get on here and you hate the fact that this is coming to a close. So what we're going to do is we're going to add a rotating fourth person to the podcast. And we're going to rotate from the board. So I'll throw up a thread under the podcast section or the update section so that people can let us know in a humorous, perhaps preferably snarky way, why you should be included in the podcast. And that's what I want to hear, the snark, and I want to hear why you think that you would gel with us and fit in. And Mel and Christy, what would you like to hear from somebody who wants to be a part of it?
I'm all for snark.
Huh?
I said I'm all for snark.
You're all for snark, Mel?
I'm all for snark, too. But you know what? I'm actually all for anybody that wants to come on here. You know, Otalia is actually sending a message, a social message as well. And anybody that would like to share their stories with us, like Dusty, I know you have your own personal story, and we'll touch on that on another podcast. But you know what? People have to relate to this story on some level, and I would love to hear what other people have to say. You know what I mean? What is your life experience? What's this story like?
Yeah. When you post in that thread to tell us why you want to be a part of the podcast, tell us if it's because that you want to come on and be funny and snarky and you want to discuss the storyline. Or tell us if you want to talk about your personal story and why this particular storyline and these particular actresses move you the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pick someone new every week, and we'll let you know a couple of days in advance so that you can get everything that you need to be a part of the podcast. And then we'll bring you on and we'll we'll all speculate badly.
Yes. And we'll be a little bit more uniform next time, too.
Well, yeah, and I know, you know, the sound is not perfect here, and we weren't perfect, but you just got to give us a couple of weeks to work out the kinks and sweep the dust up off the floor, and we promise that we're going to get better and maybe not more professional, because I don't think that would be as much fun, but we'll get a little bit more smooth. We'll be smooth operators who belong in the farmhouse of love.
Of love. And you know, before we actually sign off too, we actually, Jesse and I talked about that. We wanted to stress how important it is that people write to the magazines, to the show, about Italia and Guiding Light in general, because actually they're in a precarious position right now. They don't know if they're going to be renewed. And I would like to think that the fans actually have the chance to make a difference. You know, I mean, right now, it's a 72-year-old soap opera, the longest series on daytime television right now. And if we can play a role in helping save that, then I think that would be really something really cool to say, hey, I did that too.
I don't want to see a 72-year-old show get the axe if it was within my power to do something to help stop it.
Exactly. Because no Guiding Light means no Italia. So make sure you check out our campaign section or you see posts, because I'm a pest and I like to shake my pom-poms all over the board.
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. And actually, I just take a couple minutes out of your day and just write an email at the very least. Or, you know, you have the cast emails you can send to Crystal and to Jessica. You can send them letters to let them know how wonderful they are and everything.
If you make a post on another board that or our board that you think is particularly insightful and well-written, print it off. Send that.
Exactly. Yeah, just don't let your voice be heard. You know, as Americans, we all let our voices be heard this election. We have a black man in the White House right now, and hopefully next time we'll have a woman. But we can only do it if we all step up.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So we're going to move into some final thoughts now from everybody. Christy, you want to go first? The analyzer. The
what are we
analyzer.
Saying final thoughts about what's going to happen?
You can make your final thoughts about whatever you like to make them about. If you want to make them about the show as a whole, or whatever you want to say about the podcast, about the storyline, about what you think is going to happen. Maybe we should just end it with predictions. How about that?
Well, I have to say, one of those things from the her kissing Bill clip that they showed that really, really got to me, and as, you know, makes me want to hug Olivia, is when he came in and she said, I was just getting to a point where I was happy. Mm. And I was like, oh, because it's so true. She was just getting to a point where she was happy. And then all this stuff comes down on her. So that's what I want to say. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens next week, because and that got to me.
Do you have any predictions about what we're going to see this week? We're all going to give one prediction. One prediction that you're willing to go out on a limb for.
I think Natalia's going to see or hear Olivia and Bill.
Okay. Mel?
Okay.
Closing thoughts and your prediction.
Closing thoughts is this is going to be like an hour and what a half of your life you're never going to get back. We're sorry. We stole it from you. And my closing prediction is I think that their emotionally charged moment is actually going to be on Gus's anniversary, and it's going to be a near kiss.
Only a near kiss?
I'm going with a near kiss right now because I don't want my hopes to be crushed. Unlike somebody else, that'll have him up against the stove if she has her.
I want it.
I know.
Okay, my closing thoughts. First thing I want is to thank you both for being a part of not only the board, but of this podcast. This is a real... The board was a leap of faith, but this is like jumping off a cliff blind. And you both were like right there with me. And I want to thank you both for that. And for being a part of this. And Christy's even, you know, let us call her back when she dropped off.
Isn't that nice of her?
It totally is. She's amazing.
She had to hear the real us before the podcast.
I know, right? For an hour.
Yeah, the sniping and everything.
And I want to thank Crystal and Jessica for giving us something to watch. And I want to thank everybody who comes to our board every day for making every bit of this worthwhile. Because if we weren't doing it, if there wasn't somebody on the board every day, we would just be talking to ourselves. And as much as I love the show, I don't think I'd like to stand in a mirror and just talk to myself. Or, you know, I love you, Mel, but I don't think we could speculate about it all day, every day. You know what I mean? And my prediction. Everybody there?
Yes.
My prediction.
Oh, we can hear you.
My prediction for the for this week is, I think on the anniversary of when they commemorate Gus's death, I think it's going to be a very emotionally charged scene, and I think a lot is going to happen and come out between them, and I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's going to be a mutual kiss.
Okay.
It's going to shock them both, and it's going to be unexpected, but I think it's going to happen. And that's my prediction, to watch all three of us be wrong.
Okay. Well,
so,
maybe, does it count if we come close?
It does count if we come close.
Okay. We get half credit, right?
So we're all going to be on the board in the morning, bright
mm-hmm.
and early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll be there, Dusty.
Oh, you know we'll be there.
I don't have a choice.
No, you
right,
don't.
How are
you cannot leave me in that play-by-play thread by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I'll put the link in your signature. Get people out there. Bring them to the board. Bring everybody you can.
Yeah, go out and recruit and convert.
Let people know that Guiding Light comes on CBS weekdays mm-hmm. at different times across the country, and the drama is always on.